Welcome to Across the Desk, where we discuss entrepreneurship, small business, and everything in between. So welcome, everybody. Today is Across the Desk. My name is Elizabeth Plouffe, and I am the host and owner of MCV Communications. And MCV Communications provides, what do I provide? I provide value. No, I help small businesses communicate better by teaching you the tools and tips and tricks of the trade that somebody else might hold you hostage to, but I'm going to teach you and give away my secrets. I'm like the David Blaine of communications. I give it away. And today, I am very, very fortunate to welcome Holly Simmons. You've been on before, actually.
Have I? I don't think I have. This is my first time.
Is it? No. Yes, it is. Oh, we have to fix that. So welcome, Holly.
Thank you.
So I'm going to read a brief intro because Holly's too bashful to boast about herself. So I'm going to boast about her. So Holly is a family mediation. No, that's not right.
Family Enterprise Advisor.
Thank you. FIA.
FIA.
So on her website, which is goldenlasso.com, golden-lasso.com, she says, "My career has always led me to work with family businesses. As early as my first job at 14, I've connected deeply with the values that family enterprises embody. One core value in particular stands out as an unspoken truth for all the family businesses I've had the pleasure of working with, a can-do attitude." I just want to go into Superwoman pose when you... Dun, dun, dun. "My goal-oriented outlook on life and my passion for helping others led me to join the John Maxwell team. Prior to joining..." Oh, I didn't... So that's JMT for those of you who are acronym agnostic. "Prior to joining JMT, I spent 18 years working in corporate sales and marketing and then running my own marketing consulting business. I've worked with a wide range of clients to help them elevate their marketing efforts and navigate the ever-changing landscape of digital marketing." And I love this. These words are so powerful. "Through tactical application, mentorship, and group training, I've helped businesses up-level their results. I hold an honors business marketing management diploma from Fanshawe College, and I am a wife and a mother of two." So not too much on your plate there.
No, it's a pretty exciting time. The kids are that golden age before they hit the teens. So we have a pretty great life and busy, but I like being busy. It's good.
Busy is good. I'm past the golden age and we're into the full-on teen people. Although they're getting to be adults soon, so I'm not sure how that's going to be another phase altogether. But Holly and I are part of a group that I founded last year called Ballsy Women in Business. And Ballsy's purpose is to provide constructive networking. And I hate to include the word networking, but it's a constructive meeting once a month that meets at Pane Fresco. And I specifically designed it to help people build businesses, women in particular. And part of it was I created it in response to groups that I was visiting who have absolute value and are terrific for their members, but they focus more on the social component and the networking component. And my goal is to provide actual business building meetings once a month. So you come in, you build the relationship with the women who are in the group, present issues, present challenges, learn from each other. And I partner with Women in Tech through Silicon Halton. So there's also an evening component where you can come for workshops. And we try and coordinate the two so that one runs into another. But some of the conversations that we've had over the past year, I started to notice a bit of a trend. And part of the trend was people coming with the same issues month after month and not necessarily being able to move forward. And it's hard, especially when you're a solopreneur. If you have nobody kicking your ass on a regular basis and nobody to be beholden to, then it's really easy to sort of slide into the, "Oh, I'll put it on my calendar next week," and, "Oh, I don't need to make time for that. I'll just do it," which we don't. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. And part of the mantra when I set up Ballsy was including an "I call bullshit" clause, where if somebody's showing up month after month and not moving forward, that we say it very nicely and in less aggressive language. No swearing. And when Holly joined, it was amazing because not only is she a family enterprise, I can't get that all right. a FIA person.
Advisor. That's right. Yeah.
Advisor. But having the John C. Maxwell background made her a perfect choice for the next proposition that I made to her. So we were having a great conversation, and Holly started coaching me, and you just have a wonderful, approachable, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's just, you know, you've been coached, but you just, it's more like having a conversation with a friend with action items at the end.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And really that's the point, is really to go on the participant or the person I'm working with based on what they're working through. And it isn't about making people feel like they should be doing anything in particular that I deem as important. I take my direction from the participant and where is it that they need to go. And that's really what makes it special and connects deeply with the participant, because really it is driven by you, not my agenda.
It's a really empowering experience. And I've worked with a couple of coaches, and I've never had it go the way it goes when I get the time to sit down and chat with you. I always felt the should. And we just actually finished a meeting of a new program that we launched through Ballsy called Making Shift Happen. And one of the things that came out of today's call was stop shoulding all over yourself.
Yeah.
Because that word, it implies, I don't know, to me, it almost implies not failure. That's not the right, what would you say should makes people feel like?
It's the to-do list in our brain that we're being judged against. It's all of those things that are making us feel less than, and that we aren't living up to our greatness. And that should list never gets shorter. And interesting thing, it doesn't matter how successful you become, that should list continues. We never outgrow that should list. And therefore, we need to acknowledge when we are really trapped in the shoulds, because it does us no good and it just seems to get stronger. So that's why we can make fun of it by saying, don't should all over yourself. It lightens it. It allows us to have some perspective.
You did a terrific job this morning, though. And I shouldn't jump too far ahead, but you did a terrific job of reframing the should so that the participant who was shoulding all over herself was able to see it in a different way and take that language out of it, which I think is, language is a huge hindrance to achieving goals when you start using the wrong language when it comes to achieving goals and setting them and whatever. It can really get in the way. And so it was through the coaching sessions with Holly that I approached her and I said, look, we're having these meetings, and I asked her if she was seeing the same thing, and she said yes. And I said, how would you feel about using your expertise and skills and creating a program to provide to members that will help them, you know, identify and move forward with goals? And of course, with Holly's skill set, she was immediately able to go, okay, well, that would be an accountability program. And I'm like, well, that sounds much better than a kick your ass program. So, you know, well, you know, that would be what I would call it. And so that's what we're going to be chatting about today. Part of today is to introduce you to Holly and the Golden Lasso and what she does. But the part of it is also to talk to you about the power of accountability programs and what that means. And, you know, this may morph into more, or today might just be amazing. And we give you everything you need to understand why you should get involved in an accountability program. And so we started talking before, Holly, about what an accountability partnership means. So can you tell us a little more about what an accountability partnership is?
Sure. When we're thinking about accountability, it is really about helping each other in a partnership move in the direction that we want to go. And similar to a coaching relationship, the participants dictate what that direction is. Different than a build buddy, which you may have heard that term before, build buddy really implies building. And in an accountability program, what we're really looking at is accountability might be build your business, Mm-hmm. It might be, you know, going to the gym or being a part of something else that you want to grow in. It might also be taking time for yourself, which isn't about building necessarily. The other thing with accountability is oftentimes, like Elizabeth, you've said, is that in the group, we're hearing people coming back with the same problem week after week. And by using an accountability partnership, the thing is, often that's a symptom. That is not really what is stopping the person from moving forward. It's a symptom of something deeper. Mm-hmm. By being an accountability partnership over several weeks, we can start each week getting deeper and deeper into what are these things that are stopping you from moving forward. So you start to uncover this awareness to help you break through those barriers. So it's less about, I mean, there is an element about accomplishing tasks and goals, mm-hmm. but there's a huge awareness component that will, after the 8 weeks, let's say that we're doing an 8 week program, that the acceleration to move forward is that much greater because you've broken through some of these old belief systems that are holding you in place.
I found it very challenging. So the first exercise that we do in the Making Shift Happen program is setting the goals. And that's one thing my entire life that I have struggled with. No idea why. I'm sure I'll know by the end of our time together. Well, I think we're in week four.
I think, yeah, week four or five, actually.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's definitely something that I need to work on. So I'm calling bullshit on myself. But it's been interesting because as the conversations have taken place and you listen to what everybody else is doing, you're like, okay, not only are they in the same position of trying to get through this stuff as well, but you structure it so well that there's that feedback component, not just from you, but from the other attendees, so that you're taking the opportunity to hear from potentially four other people about what you're doing and achieving and all those great things. And we had another situation this morning, actually, which I found really interesting, which was one of the participants was struggling with scheduling time for themselves. As you mentioned, that can be one of the things that accountability partnership can take care of. And it was, I think it was beneficial for her to have us acknowledge that that's an important thing, that, you know, if you don't take the time to take care of yourself, especially, I think we're all solopreneurs in the group. If you're sick, your business isn't happening. It's as simple as that. And scheduling that time for self-care is valuable to your business. And I think it's getting that acknowledgement and getting that reframe on what taking time for yourself means that can sometimes help people kind of go, okay, I'm not being selfish or whatever other little gremlin pops up. This is actually something that I should do.
Yeah. And I think the other part of taking that even further is defining what that looks like for the person. Mm-hmm. So through our feedback session, it's not, well, you should do this and you should do that. We don't should all over each other. It's actually about asking the questions. Well, what does that look like? So if taking time for yourself, what does that look like to you? Is that 10 minutes a day, or does it have to be 3 hours a week? Like what would taking time for yourself look like in the ideal situation? And allowing each participant to think into that versus when we say it as, well, I should be taking more time for myself, we haven't not necessarily looked inward to see, well, what does that really mean?
Yeah.
And, or I want to, personally, I want to relaunch my website. Well, mm-hmm. what are the steps that I need to do to relaunch it? Yes, the end goal is relaunching the website, but there's so many things that have to happen between where I am now and to that launch. And having an accountability partnership allows for the conversation to get into these details of, well, what is something I can accomplish that moves me in the direction of the goal versus accomplishing the goal and feeling like I'm not moving in the direction. It helps us break down those things into manageable, tangible pieces so that we can feel accomplished.
Well, and chunking is something that, I mean, it's something that's taught from kindergarten. And I think as we age, we forget that that's still an appropriate tactic to use when we're working towards goals. And when you are now, you know, you've gone from balancing, you know, not eating paste and putting the Lego blocks together into building your business, taking care of your family, managing your community service projects, you know, managing, you know, our lists grow, but the tactic still is very effective. And having that ability in an accountability partnership to get that immediate reflection and that ability to chunk it down for you, I think is huge towards achieving that success.
Yeah. And the other benefit of an accountability partnership, listen, it is really very similar to like a personal trainer. Let's face it. If you have an appointment at the gym to see a trainer, or you have somebody you work out with at the gym, you are going to show up even when you don't feel like it. Yep. And it's because you have somebody counting on you. And a accountability partnership really provides that same framework. People are counting on you to show up. They're expecting you to have done something based on what you have said. And if you haven't, they want to hear what stopped you. And it throughout the week, it's in the back of your mind that you have somebody that is going to be asking you about this. Yep. It forces you to make it and keep it top of mind and work on the things that you claim to be important to you. And so very much like a personal trainer or a person you work out at the gym, it forces you to show up week after week. And when you work on your own, that can be really difficult. And we often get sucked into the work. So we're working in the business, producing the work, and we often don't give ourselves a time or the permission, or we say other things are priority, to zoom out and work on the business. I think that's a hard thing for all entrepreneurs to do. Mm-hmm. And having a way to do that in a manageable way really keeps the focus on that while
something just went completely wonky on the whole. It was like you were Max Headroom.
Am I good now?
I'm just wondering if I need to pause. No, seems to be fixed. Damn you, Google. You are messing with our recording. So one of the last things we just wanted to quickly touch on is that if you're in a situation, I started out in a build buddy relationship with Hazel Vanderwerken from Making Change Happen. And she learned the technique from somebody else, and I actually achieved quite a lot in that time frame. So if a group situation isn't available to you, but you're interested in doing this, I mean, I know I've talked about it before and Across the Desk under the Entrepreneurial Entrails series. It's worthwhile seeking it out. And if there isn't one that exists for you, then create it. You know, it's not complicated. We've been very fortunate that Holly's created the structure for Making Shift Happen. But it is as simple as setting the goals and scheduling the time and taking it seriously. If you don't take it seriously, then just like the trainer, you know, if you don't go, you're going to be a chubby bubby. It just is what it is. But if you commit the time and you take it seriously, it'll happen. And if you're not sure where to start, it's just like being a writer. One of the best things I ever read was, the best way to start writing is to show up at the page. So the best way to start achieving your goals and trying this idea out is to just reach out to somebody and say, you know what, here's what I think. You know, let's even just schedule the time to meet once a week, and then let's figure out what the goals are. That one chunky step, all you need to do. And one of the things we talked about quickly, which we'll wrap up with, is we don't have anything, you know, scientific, but anecdotally, Holly, in your experience, how does having an accountability partnership or accountability program affect somebody's success rate in achieving goals?
I think the number one thing that it helps with is acceleration. It really fast tracks results on those goals that people claim that they want, or it makes them realize that the goal that they're saying that they want isn't in fact what they want. So it allows reframing and allows acceleration towards goal completion. I would say that's the number one value of having an accountability partnership. There's a lot of other underlying ones, and if I could mention one being greater awareness around the things that the beliefs and the unconscious beliefs that are driving your behavior. Mm-hmm. It allows you to start breaking that up, as well as a deeper connection with other people and understanding that they are going through very similar things, and that you have the ability to learn from their experience and see how you can integrate some of the things they're working on in your own practice. So it exposes you to more ways of doing things, which is, again, it creates acceleration and more creative ideas within your toolbox. So those are just some of the ways that an accountability partnership can help you.
And it's interesting because the goals that I started out with, you know, 4 weeks ago, my goal has completely shifted. And that's been really interesting. So I'm going to be sticking with my, I have been delving into my beliefs and attitudes about money. And that's, I think, what I'm going to stick with for the remainder of our program, is being accountable for finishing that and finishing that work. Because if you don't understand what the issues are around money, it really impacts your business and the value you place on your services and everything else. You think I would know that by now, but you would be surprised at what creeps up when you come up against things in your business.
Absolutely. And there's a big difference between knowing something and actually understanding it. Understanding it is being able to export that knowingness. And so we may know that we need to do something, but until we've actually done it, we don't really understand it. So what I see you're working through is the actual understanding by the doing. And it's a really great way to move. And I like the fact that you've been open to shifting your goals to be more in line with what you need at this time.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. So I think that's the major impact. The major point that we'll wrap up with is that don't hesitate to start an accountability partnership, because either you don't know what goals you want to work on, or you feel your goals shifting. Anybody who is a true coach and truly interested and invested in your success will understand that shift and help you frame it within the time that you have together so that you're achieving that. And Holly's terrific at that. She's terrific at recognizing that you need that shift to happen sometimes. And you can always circle back to the original reason that you started working with somebody. But one of the points that you made is that if something's showing up again and again for you, then maybe that's the important thing to be focused on right then. And maybe that's even a higher priority than the original goal that you had set. So, you know, take that step to approach whoever you're meeting with. If it's just a friend and you're meeting once a week or coffee, or you're fortunate to have a coach like Holly working with you, the power is in your court for the success of something like this. You are the one driving the program. You are the one, you know, the coach's job is to bring that out of you so that you can recognize what you need to be doing. It's already all there. I mean, we hear that all the time, but it's already all there. It's just having a coach like Holly working with you so that you bring it out and you're not struggling on your own. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much for joining me today, Holly.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for this opportunity. It's been wonderful. The time has flown by.
Flown by. I don't even know. Oh, it's been like 15 minutes.
I love what you're doing here. So thank you.
Thank you. And making shift happen. I mean, we all know what the shift part means. But I had to make it PC. And again, the chief lesson that I got today from our meeting earlier was stop shitting all over yourself and evaluating your language that you're using when you're trying to achieve goals. If you'd like to learn more about what Holly can do for you as a thinking partner or a family enterprise advisor, these acronyms will just kill me. Please visit thegolden-lasso.com. And you can also find Holly on Twitter and on Instagram at Lean with Holly, LEAN. I don't think there's any other way to spell lean, is there?
Nope.
Just checking.
That's it.
You never know. I was in Richmond in English in school. But anyway, so at Lean with Holly. As always, you can visit MCV Communications. And my website's also undergoing a major transformation. So you'll see that in a couple of weeks. So We will launch our babies almost together.
Cool.
So thank you very much for joining us, everybody. If you've been watching, hello, and thank you for joining us. And if you've been listening, you can check out other podcasts from Across the Desk that focus on entrepreneurship and business and all kinds of great stuff. So thank you very much for joining us.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Across the Desk. You can follow me on Twitter at MCVComms, Instagram at MCVCommunications, or visit MCVCommunications.ca to see where else I'm hiding out.